My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. Friday morning in the midst of craziness around the country. I hope that all of you are staying safe, doing everything you possibly can do to be as healthy as you can. There's a lot of misinformation going around. There's a lot of good information. I think that we just have to stay in tune and in touch with the people that have the most up-to-date relevant information for today. But the bottom line is stay home, stay safe, stay healthy, eat well, drink plenty of water, keep active as much as you can, keep your mind on other things, stay away from watching the news all day long. It's a negativity enhancer right from the get-go. And hopefully we'll get through this crazy time, this pandemic situation, and start getting ourselves to a little bit more back to a normal state of living, and I'm hoping that we do. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, and I'm here Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the best guest in the industry as well as the relevant topics for today's world. Lately we've been talking a lot about the immune system and a lot about those things and staying healthy, and can't get any more relevant than that. I think the thing that we're learning today is that, you know, we are not invincible, and that all of us are exactly the same in the face of an invisible enemy that we can't see. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, your background, your wealth, your success, your accolades. It doesn't matter. So we all have to realize that we have to start being a little bit more on our game. I send you every day to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, and right now they are on the front line. They are brave and courageous, and they are also on top of what's going on, and they are facing craziness every single day, but the bottom line is their passion is so strong to make sure that they're there and that they're available and that they have the availability of being able to have products for us to be able to stay as healthy as we can. You know, I've learned that when it gets to this point, we get scared. And of course, there's a good reason for that. You know, and at the very beginning, you know, I don't think we got as much information as we needed at the very beginning, but I don't think a lot of us were open to the information at the beginning because so many of us had a tendency to equate this with the common flu, and it's not that. It is big, and it is ugly, and on the other side of that, we will get through it. If you're going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, be patient. They are doing everything they possibly can to have everything available for you. A lot of companies, a lot of manufacturers, a lot of the deliveries are running slow. They're all backlogged. Many of them have reduced their staffs. Many of them are amped up just trying to get caught up. But they are doing everything they can to get the foundation products and the things in the store to keep us all healthy. And not just with Stay Healthy, but also with your grocery store people, with your people that are doing Ubers, when your people are doing transportation, the people that are available to you every day that are still out there that are deemed essential, say thank you, be polite, because they literally are putting themselves out there. And they're coming in contact with a lot of people, and they don't really know where all the people they're coming from are, their state of health. So, you know, be polite. Check your rudeness at the door. And right now, just be supportive and friendly and courteous and kind, because I think this is the best time for that. We need to be coming together and not having a separation right now. All of us are fighting the same fight. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They've made it easy for you to get your orders. If you call them at 877-2494, they will tell you what they have in stock, and they may call you right back, get your credit card number, have everything ready for you. When you get there, they can bring it out to your car, so you don't even have to go in the building. You can also email your orders to contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com. Contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com, and the order will be ready when you get there. The hours of the store during this period, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and closed on Sunday. And the number for the store again, 877-2494. They're doing all their precautions in the store, sanitizing everything that needs to be done. They're staying on top of their game, and I'm so proud of them for being there for all of us. Because there's a lot going on. And for the people that are at home, that are self-isolating and are, people distancing and all that, thank you for doing that. I saw the best commercial yesterday on TV, and I don't know if you saw this. It was a long row of matches. And I mean, like 100 of them in a line, and they lit them, and it just burned to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. And then it got halfway down, and this one match stepped out of the way, and the burning stopped at that one match because it couldn't make the bridge to the next. And that was the best visible picture in a visual form of what self-distancing means, about staying home and not being in big crowds and not congregating in groups and doing this stuff. And I just thought that it made really good sense. You could be the one that keeps it from spreading to a larger group of people. So we have to play our part, and our part right now is to. And yes, it's difficult. It's terrible. Yes, it's boring. And a lot of us want to work and get out and do what we do. But right now, our job needs to be, staying away and, getting out of the line of fire and not being a connection to another group of people. So that in mind. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Remember, call them at 877-2494. They'll get your order together. They can run it out to your car for you. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and always have been a sound foundation, but right now, even more important than ever before because you're not only getting the good products, the great prices, and all that stuff that we know about, but you're also getting the support. You're getting people that are there for you right now that have the answers to your questions, and I think we're all going to do really well with that. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can print coupons. You can listen to downloads of the radio shows there. They're available in podcast form. And also, you can leave your email address and start getting newsletters upcoming in the future. The other thing is, if you want to stay in touch with them, go to Facebook, type in the Stay Healthy address, make sure that you click the like button, and you'll start being connected to the store because as things are changing, they'll be doing posts there to keep you alerted of what is happening and what is going on. So, definitely good information. Today, what I wanted to do is I wanted to talk about some of the things. People are hearing about virals and viruses in general, and I don't think people really know what a virus is. And I do want to talk about a lot of the natural antivirals that are available. Now, we have to remember when you're dealing with antivirals, they've been very successful in many different things and with many different outbreaks over the centuries, if you will, because where some of these have been used for so long, it's just, there's just everybody think of them first because they've been used for hundreds of years. I'm not going to say that any of these are going to be 100% effective for the coronavirus, but what I am going to say is most of these products are great for our immune systems and getting us stronger. Our bodies are going to be the ultimate deciding factor on whether or not we get sick. Because if our bodies are really healthy, we'll have a much better chance. And that's why many people that are out there that are, contracting the coronavirus are getting through it like it's just a cold. Some people are getting very mild symptoms. They say that underlying conditions are a major part of this, and it is, and they are. And also the state of health, how healthy you are at the point you've contracted the disease. And that's why some people are able to get through it without a problem, and other people, because they have weaknesses, because they have other things going on in their body, and maybe their body is run down or weak or overly stressed or overly taxed, it may totally take their life. So we don't know how we're going to react. We don't know the state of our overall health. We know what we've been going through up to this point, and we know how well or not well we have taken care of ourselves. I mean, that's something everybody knows. I mean, if you were to ask yourself, have I taken care of myself really well with good food and exercise and sleep and water and a positive attitude and really done well for my body over the last year, say, I think a lot of people would say, no, I haven't. And maybe coming out the other side of this, maybe we all will start taking better care of ourselves. Maybe we will make sure that we are prioritizing our health in a way that, might just allow us or afford us a better state of living and be more prepared for things that may come in the future. I mean, we don't know where things are going, and we don't know where these things come from, and we don't know exactly how they originate. We know that they've been here. This is not the first time. You go back to SARS and the swine flu and avian flu and all these different things that have been here, the Black Plague. These are things that have hit us for many, many, years, decades, centuries. There are so many different viruses, 400 or 500 different viruses that cause infections. So if you had to be asked what a virus was, a virus is a small little infectious agent that has the availability to replicate inside the living cells of another organism. Viruses can infect all types of life forms, humans, animals, plants, microorganisms, including bacteria. They're found in almost every ecosystem on Earth. I think Dr. Axe has been the best one that said this the best, and I'm going to use his definition because I think it's awesome. He says that viruses have actually been described as organisms at the edge of life, because they carry genetic material, reproduce and evolve through natural selection, but they lack a cell structure which is generally needed to be considered living. There are many ways that a virus spreads. In animals, a virus is carried through blood-sucking insects, kind of like bats and mosquitoes too, just talk about. Some viruses, like influenza, are spread by coughing and sneezing. Viruses like gastroenteritis or infectious diarrhea are transmitted by the fecal-oral route, which is a result of poor sanitation, and are passed from person to person by contact or entering the body through food and water. HIV, one of the several viruses that's transmitted through sexual contact and by exposure to infected blood. The scary thing about contracting a virus is that antibiotics do not work. Vaccines are also unpredictable. And viruses, including those that contain or cause AIDS and viral hepatitis, evade these vaccine-induced immune responses and result in chronic infections. So it is scary. And the thing is, because they're unpredictable. As you see every day in the updates, they're learning more and more things. They're wondering why this is happening in some areas of the country and it's barely happening in the others. There's been big outbreaks, but all of a sudden the curve has died out in some areas. I mean, is it diet? Is it environment? Is it the makeup of the people that are there? I mean, is it the kind of foods that that portion of the country is eating? There's so many different factors, and that adds to the unpredictability of what's going on with the virus. And I think that as we learn more and more about these viruses, I think a lot of us are going to realize that there's more and more things coming our way in the future. We just have to be stronger. We know that getting healthy means eating a balanced diet. I mean, this you've heard me talk about for almost 40 years. It's the same thing we talk about all the time. Eat a healthy diet. Fruits and vegetables are natural carriers of antioxidants that attack some of those nasty free radicals that we're exposed to every day. You can't keep eating food that brings no nutritional value to the plate and foods that are actually good tasting and unhealthy at the same time. See, the thing about the way we were raised and the way that we were brought about and the things that we've learned over our years and the way that we've compounded our information is that we've always been told, and if you go back 50, 60 years, the reason we ate our meals during the day was to replenish our body with nutrients, to rebuild, rehydrate, rejuvenate, relubricate, and fix what we've done to our body the previous day. So that as we're eating the next day after a good night's rest and plenty of water, we wake up the next day and our body is strong and ready to do the same thing we did the day before, or less or more, but at least equal to, because we fed and nourished our body. Food was a way of replenishing and rebuilding. Today, food is a social environment experience. It is all about putting ourselves into a way of surrounding ourselves with activities that involve food. Everything we do today is food based. Every meeting, every get together, let's have dinner, let's have lunch, let's have breakfast, and all day long, commercials all day long, everything is about food. And most of the time, it's just about food for flavor, food for enjoyment, food for this, food for that. But the bottom line is, food is still used and should be used for the same thing, which is replenishing our body with nutrient-rich, I guess, foods that will do the rebuilding that we need to have done. And it's that important. So when you're told to eat a healthy diet is eating most of the foods that so many people are not eating today. Plenty of fruits and vegetables, healthy carbohydrates, good sources of protein, plenty of good fiber, things that build, things that we can actually get some nutrition from along the way. I think a lot of us are just not eating that way, and it's very visible in the big picture of our health. So how do we get better at this? Well, we have to go back to the foundations, the things that we've always known, but the things we've gotten too far away from. The fast food industry, the processed food industry today has made our life very easy. They know that we're basically kind of lazy, and also at the end of the day, we're tired. And people don't want to be in the kitchen. You know, growing up when we were kids, you know, at my age, growing up as kids, we had more chance of having a stay-at-home mom. I didn't. My mom worked two, three jobs, but many people did have stay-at-home moms, and who worked all day long at the house, cleaning the house, doing everything. And also, it was one of those things when, you know, you got home at the end of the day, dinner was there. It was on the table. The thought of going out to dinner or eating pre-made food, no, dinner was dinner. Lunches were made and taken to school with us. And if you came home during the day and it was your day off or in the summer, you had breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it was made there because you had someone there that was taking care of you. That's not the norm anymore. The nuclear family doesn't work. People eat all throughout the day. People don't sit down for a meal. I think holidays are one of the times when people do go back to that sit down as a family and eat a meal. So we have to be responsible on our own. So we have to know if we're eating well and also be honest that we're not. And this is a huge thing because people that do take the time to eat better are healthier for it. So we have to make sure that we're doing that. What I really want to talk about today is the idea of how our plant kingdom has been around us for a long time. Mother Nature has made using the things that she has created on this wonderful earth that are available to us, have always been available to us, but it's amazing how sometimes we have a tendency to go away from the plant kingdom and go to the pharmaceutical way of going around. And you know what ends up happening? It's amazing how many times we come back home to trying the plant products that are available for us. So let's talk about antiviral herbs. And remember, I'm going to preface this with saying that antiviral herbs have been around since the dawn of time. They have been very successful in many different kinds of outbreaks that have happened. They're very effective for viruses that we see every single year. Am I going to say that this is going to work directly on the coronavirus? No. Am I going to say it's going to help our immune systems and maybe give us a better support for our digestive system, maybe some of the symptoms we're dealing with, maybe reduce some inflammation? I'll say that yes, because that is what they're for. Antiviral herbs inhibit the development of viruses. They're extremely effective. And it's amazing how many times medicines are created from the effects of things that were in the plant kingdom, and how many medications were actually put together and patterned after things that have been used naturally. So, when you're dealing with anti-inflammatory herbs, they're more for helping to deal with viral infections. Their foundation is to boost our natural immunity, and give us other benefits along the way. So let's talk about some of the standard ones that are out there. I'm going to probably start with the mushrooms because I think mushrooms are really important. Reishi mushroom, done many, many shows on mushrooms and medicinal mushrooms. Reishi is an adaptogen. It strengthens our body's defenses. Once again, almost kind of like the idea of CBD working on our endocannabinoid system, bringing our body back to balance. That's one thing that Reishi does. It brings the body back to homeostasis. And it's also a great regulator. Reishi is used around the world, definitely through Asia and many parts of that culture. Very effective for helping to stimulate natural defense mechanisms. Some of the ones that are also added to this category, turkey tail, is also another medicinal mushroom. There are blends and combinations of medicinal mushrooms that are very effective. Ancient Nutrition makes a blended combination of wonderful herbs that are very effective. Mushrooms, Host Defense makes things. Mushroom Wisdom makes wonderful products. Stay Healthy, if you were to go in and ask them for a mushroom combination for immunity, or to help our immune systems, they would have one they could definitely talk to you about. So definitely keep that one in mind. Oil of oregano, I think one of the strongest, powerful antiviral agents that are out there. Extremely beneficial. Very effective for the places in our body where we think we need an antibiotic, or the parts of our body where we know an antibiotic won't work. Because see, most antibiotics today, most wide spectrum antibiotics, will work on bacterial infections. And I'm glad we have them. But we have to remember that when you're dealing with a viral infection, and this happens all the time in our country and in other countries around the world, I'm sure, we go to the doctor with a viral infection. And the doctor will tell you today they're getting much better because they're not overprescribing antibiotics like they used to. And they will tell you this is a bacterial antibiotic. It doesn't work on a viral infection. But you know, in our mind, we want that antibiotic for whatever reason, you know, and many times they give you the antibiotic, but it's not going to work on a viral infection. It's going to work on a bacterial. So you end up wasting your time, upsetting your stomach, depleting your friendly bacteria for no reason at all. But oil of oregano is a very, very effective antiviral, antibacterial, and been used for a very, very long time without the harmful side effects that a lot of them do have. You know, the two ingredients in the oil of oregano is the caravacitrol and also thymol. Those are the two active ingredients in antibacterial and antifungal property benefiters. So, let me see, oil of oregano, you can get it in capsules, you can get it in liquid tincture, both very effective, not the most delicious tasting, but very effective. Both of those available at Stay Healthy. So if you're thinking about going that route, you can talk to them about those as well. Let me see. We talked about that one. We talked about that one. I'm trying to hit things we haven't hit this week. Astragalus. Astragalus is another powerful antiviral herb. Been used for traditional Chinese medicine for centuries, helping to boost the body's natural defense mechanisms. Very effective for helping with naturally treating viral infections. It has antibacterial, anti-inflammatory properties. Astragalus, you can pick that up and stay healthy. Obviously, Jay Levy and I talk all the time about garlic. Garlic is extremely effective at killing different and many different countless microorganisms. Not only is it one of the best antiviral herbs for things like herpes, which is viral based, it's also used for many different kinds of infections in the body. And we also know some of the better benefits of garlic, cardiovascular, hypertension, and all those things as well. A lot of people like to use garlic in their cooking. They like to use garlic in their food. This time right now, around all the stuff that's going on, garlic and onions would probably be a really good thing to be putting in your food. You're all home anyway, so you don't care about what your breath smells like or if you sweat it out through your pores. But I think using garlic and onions in your food right now would be very, very effective. Pick yourself up some raw turmeric as well as an anti-inflammatory, but you need to make sure that you're using those in foods. And if you're going to use turmeric, you need to get some coconut oil or some fat that it can work with. Obviously, taking turmeric in supplement form is going to be better as a full body anti-inflammatory. But when you mix turmeric, let's say as a seasoning with your onions and garlic, maybe you're adding those to soups and stir fries and mixing your vegetables with garlic and onions and stuff like that. Adding some turmeric with a little coconut oil would be a great way of making your food more anti-inflammatory based. You know, remember we study the Mediterranean diet all the time, and the Mediterranean diet right now would be probably a wonderful thing because it would help to reduce inflammation. The problem is, a lot of people are eating the kinds of foods right now that take no stress, no energy, which basically means processed foods. I was at the grocery store the other day and the produce section was packed to the hilt. Beautiful fruits and vegetables and all this stuff that's available. And you know where the empty shelves were? The processed foods. You know, the pre-made cereals and side dishes and the frozen sections and the stuff you put in your automatic cookers and your deep fryers and all that kind of stuff. That's the kind of food that's gone. There's plenty of great quality. There's wonderful protein in the meat and chicken and turkey section. There's also plenty of fruits and vegetables available. And it's not like we don't have the time to cook. We're at home. So we have the availability of being able to eat beautiful fruits and vegetables because we're home. So we need to take the time to start reintroducing ourselves to our kitchens again and not just our air fryers. Because we need to cook. We need fruits and vegetables in our diet. We need plenty of good stuff. Eating yogurt and fruits and things like that now would be very beneficial. Stir fries, get yourself a wok and start stir frying your proteins, but and then quick stir frying your vegetables. It's a great way of eating. And I gotta tell you, it's right now it's extremely healthy, and it would be a wonderful place to use your turmeric and your garlic and your onions, and your body's gonna be healthier for it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking antiviral herbs today, and also lots of intermingled tips and things that, you know, maybe some friendly reminders that might keep all of us a little bit healthier in the long run and a little bit more aware. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center. Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotics environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, raw probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, 3 capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only 1 capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a 3-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're making it easy for you. All you got to do is call them at 877-2494. Tell them what you need. They'll call you back, get your credit card number, have everything in a bag, run it out to your car when you get there. Curbside service available at Stay Healthy. You can also email them at contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com. contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com, and they'll be glad to have your order ready for you when you get to the store. Their special hours right now, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. They're doing everything they can. I keep stressing, be patient. Please say thank you to everybody out there working on the front lines, not just at Stay Healthy, but grocery stores and everything, because they're keeping the country running. And they're keeping us with food and with supplements and the things we need to be to survive, and all the things that we need to focus on. And that's really, really important for all of us right now. So we have to remember that there's a lot of things going on around us, and the people that are out there keeping us going, we have to be appreciative. It's a time for kindness. It's a time to be supportive and for us to join together. No petty politics right now. It's just about us surviving and getting through this and getting our lives back together again. So be really kind, a little bit extra than you have been in the past. I think all of us could be a little bit kinder. We're talking today about wonderful things that are available that we can use as natural antivirals, and I'm stressing this again. These are things that have been used through time to help us with viral infections and things that are out there. Do I know whether any of them are going to work on what we're going through now? No. But I don't think they're going to hurt, because I think all of them do help to make our body stronger. Olive leaf, I talked about this, you know, just a week ago. Olive leaf is extremely effective. The Barlean's olive leaf, the liquid tincture, really good in both capsules as well. Amazing for helping to disarm a lot of the viruses that are out there. And you know, they're good tasting, but also easy to use. The liquid's actually delicious. I just had mine right before the show. I'm doing everything I can. I'm still out there. I'm actually, personally, so you know, I'm working with a factory that has completely refitted themselves to make gowns and masks and face shields. So I'm volunteering and helping there, to make sure that we're getting these out on the front lines, and it can't keep up. Just can't keep up, you know, with the demands that are out there. So they've retrofitted their factory to make these gowns, and so I've been helping out there as well, and we're suited up with masks and gloves and all that kind of stuff. But you know, you want to do your part. You know, you want to keep busy, but you also want to do something that might mean something right now, and to me that does help out a lot. A Powdy Arco Pau d'Arco Tejibo. A lot of people, you drink Pau d'Arco tea. A lot of people use it for yeast infections and things like that, but it's also very effective for helping to disarm viruses. Something that a lot of us might not know, drinking your green tea. There's antivirals in green tea as well. Elderberry, amazing. Contain ingredients that bind to the little tiny spikes of viruses. So very, very effective. Use your elderberry liquids, gummies, however you can get it, lozenges. And, of course, colloidal silver. We've been talking about that forever. So many studies on colloidal silver. If you go and you ask, do studies of silver biotics and check out their studies, they've got hundreds of studies that are so effective showing the benefits of using a quality colloidal silver for helping to disarm viruses. I don't think I would go a day without my lozenges. I use them a couple times a day. I take a swig of the colloidal silver every morning, swish and gargle, swallow. I love the colloidal silver lozenges. Want to know why? Each one has a teaspoon of silver in it. I mean, how cool is that? I'm not traveling right now, but when I do, I mean, these are in my hand. They're in my briefcase. They're in my my backpack. They're in my suit. I keep all this stuff with me. I carry little bottles of colloidal silver, and I carry elderberry with me. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And right now, we all need to do something. Because the little things you're doing might make your body a little stronger. Eating a little healthier might make your body a little stronger. Keeping your body hydrated may keep your body a little stronger. Getting a little bit better quality rest at night may just get your body a little stronger. A little activity, same thing. And, believe it or not, mind over matter, positive attitude. You know, it's very hard to have a positive attitude in such a terrible situation, in such a pit of negativity. But the thing is, if you can force yourself to be more positive, and I think that's where, you know, everybody kind of joining together. I mean, you're seeing these things around the country. The people are all sitting in their driveways and having nightly get-togethers, but from a distance. You see people singing out their front doors, the whole neighborhood. I can't imagine that in my neighborhood, but people are doing things. People are in these big buildings in New York, and they're all out their windows, and everyone is singing. And you know, things we're pulling together, because these are ways of positively lifting our spirits in the pit of a depressive and anxious time. And if you don't think that depression and anxiety are directly related to a weakened immune system, guess again. Because the more depressed you are, the more anxious you are, the more anxiety symptoms you have, the less you sleep, the less you eat good quality foods, that are all things that are compounding, pushing down the effectiveness of a healthy immune system. That's why keeping light, keeping airy, keeping busy, keeping active, keeping positive, eating, sleeping, drinking water, doing the good things we need to do are all positive ways to keep us heading in the right direction. It's not easy to stay positive in something that's going on like this. But I will say, staying away from 24-hour news right now would be the best thing you could do in the world. Because it's just, you know, and I talked about this the other day, and, you know, it's just sometimes it's just so negative. You know, it's, we're not getting news, we're getting opinions. And what I want right now are opinions from the professionals, from the doctors, from the people, from the virologists, from the people that are doing the studies, the scientists, the people that are able to diagnose this infection and where it's going, and be able to have the statistics that are as close to giving us the what we need to work with. What I don't need is to listen to is petty politics, party against party, and then people having their opinions of what's going on. And sometimes most of the news today is opinions from people that shouldn't even have an opinion. And I don't mean that we all don't have opinions. I do get that. But what I'm saying is they're bringing their personal opinions to topics that are more factual, and they're giving opinions on something they may not even be schooled or educated in. I mean, what I think all of us want information coming from the people that are giving us true to form information. We don't need things that are spinned. We don't need things that are giving us information that means nothing other than just some newscaster's opinion. That's not what we want right now. We want news reported. We can make up our own opinions when we get the good stuff from the people that are on the front lines doing it right. And I think that's what most of us want. Because I will tell you that I'm all over social media, and I've got a big social media, and I have people that are talking all the time. They're just at their wits' end with the news, and most of them are just saying, I can't even listen anymore, because they're giving us information that is just so off the chart, incorrect in many instances, that we need to just listen to the good things. So I say the best thing to do is tune in every once in a while, see what's new. Try not to be glued to the TVs all the time, because it is terribly depressing. And you'll hear the same thing beaten into the ground show by show, channel by channel. And I just think it right now, what we need is we need facts and information. And it's kind of like, okay, this is where we are now. This is what's going on around us in the country. Okay, now my job is to stay healthy and stay isolated, stay positive, eat well, take my supplements, take my natural antivirals, take my vitamins, take my minerals, get a good night's rest, check in on my friends, check in on my family, check on people I know that are by themselves, maybe somebody older. You know, use some of those apps that are available where you can use FaceTime and chat with people and chat with them face to face. And, you know, these are things we can do. And on top of that, all the people that are out there on the front lines, once again, I can't thank you enough from people all over the country for keeping our grocery stores going, for keeping our health food stores like Stay Healthy going, for keeping the medical, oh my goodness, my nurse and doctor friends all over the country. Thank you. We love you. And we thank you so much for what you're doing, because, and I know it's rough. I have many, many friends around the country that have been on the front lines for 3 weeks now, many of them sleeping at the hospital, not even going home, you know, long 12, 15, 18, 24-hour shifts, you know, trying to stay healthy, trying to stay covered, trying to stay protected, and trying to put themselves into a way of being in the first line, the front line of defense, but also at the same time missing their families, missing their kids, missing their grandkids, not being able to live their lives because they are putting theirs on the line for us 24 hours a day. So we thank you, and we appreciate all that you do. For the people that are driving buses, people that are driving Ubers and stuff, please protect yourselves as well for having that transportation available. Sometimes you're the one that's taking people to the hospital, so you're in the front line of defense. There's only a couple feet between you and the people in your back seat. So they're sanitizing, they're doing things, they're wearing masks, they're wearing gloves, you know, so it's just one of those things. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I was just watching the people, and I thought to myself, you know, some of them are wearing masks that are checking out, and some of them are not, and I'm thinking, it's only like a foot and a half distance between the people checking out. I was trying to check out, and the lady in back of me, she actually stood back like 5 feet, and I gave the same respect to the people in front of me, and somebody at the end of the line was like, can't you guys move up a little bit? And I just turned around and looked at them, and I said, really? Where have you been? Under what rock have you been living under for the last month? And he goes, I am so sorry. I said, yeah. I said, keep the petty rudeness at home. I said, be respectful to the people around you. I said, the people in front of you and back of you do not want to be close to you. We don't want to be close to each other. And it doesn't matter if we like each other or not. So it is a different time right now. I'm glad that Mother Nature has made things available for us and has been here through so many different things over the years, over the decades, over the centuries, because plagues and viruses that have taken out anywhere from thousands to millions of people, you know, Mother Nature has been there and probably saved a lot of lives along the way. But I think a lot of this really has to do with our personal way of living. Are you taking your multiple vitamin every day? Are you taking your vitamin C? We talked yesterday about the ImmunoShield and the vitamin C and herbs from Irwin Naturals. A great combination that would be great to use every single day of the year. You know, because viruses are not calendar driven. They don't care what time of the year it is. They're going to hit when they hit when they hit. And they don't care who you are. It's like they're kind of blind and they're kind of like bumper cars, and they're just going to go around and just kind of bump into whoever's in their line of fire. And the closer our people are together, the faster they're going to be bumping in and back from each other. But a lot of times when they have a bigger distance to go, they may lose their power in between. And I literally go back to that commercial, like I said at the beginning of the show, that I think is so powerful. And it actually is a visit. They should be showing this on every single channel every single day. And it's literally a row of matches. and they're all standing up on end, and someone lights it, and it burns to the next one, burns to the next one. You know how they kind of connect, almost like lighted match dominoes. And then you see this one match actually put legs out and step out of line. And when it gets to the end of that, it stops. And that's what social distancing is about. You know, I have to tell you a story, and this is kind of almost like the idea of social distancing, but I have a friend that lives in Santa Barbara, and they've had so many fires over the years, and he has this big ranch, and it's like a 20-acre ranch that's way on the outside. And he did something that everybody thought was crazy, because he has huge trees and pastures and everything, and then his house is built in the middle where the barns are. So he decided to try this experiment. So his house and his barns and ranch and arenas are all on like 5 acres. And all the rest of it is just wild terrain, beautiful trails and everything. So he actually drew a line around the 5 acres. And then they went out from there about, I think it was about 2,500 to 5,000 feet straight out. And then they drew another huge square around that. And then they brought tractors in and they dug all of that up. So you figure, here's this square in the middle, like a 5-acre square where all the living and the barns and the arenas are, okay? And then outside of that, it was like they drew like a whole acre all the way around in every direction going out. And then it was all dirt. And then he brought rock in, just rock, big rocks, gigantic rocks, brought them in. And then the driveway itself was paved that went through that. So there was no live, no kind of foliage or topography through there as well. And he brought in, it took him about a month, he said, to bring all the rocks. And he went and got rocks from construction sites. And literally, you would just see like an acre of rocks all the way surrounding. So last summer, they had some big fires that were out there, and they were burning a lot of places down in Santa Barbara. And they were at home, and he had sent me this picture earlier, and he said, the fires are really close. He goes, it's kind of burnt the south quarter of my property, and it seems like it's heading this way. So they actually got to the point where the winds were coming up, and they saw the fires coming at them. And they said, well, we're going to try this out. And the fires came all the way up and burned the grass and the trees right up to the edge of the rocks, and then it went out. There was nothing left to burn. And you just saw things smoldering, but the entire fire worked its way to that point, and then it went out because the rocks were there, and there was nothing there because they put liners underneath so nothing, plants would not grow. It was just rock. So when I think about that, and I was thinking about it last night, I thought to myself, that's kind of the idea of what we're trying to do to shut this virus down. We're trying to take that would have been just plants to houses that would have all burned down, killed the horses and everything else. What they've done is they social distanced themselves and secluded themselves so that it couldn't get into where they were. And doesn't that give kind of a really good visual of, you know, of what social distancing is? Yes, it's a pain in the butt, and we're missing so many things and events and sporting events and all that stuff, and, you know, and that's so frustrating, but they'll be back, you know. And it's the whole idea of kind of taking that step, you know, to remove us from what is truly going on out there and keeping us from being so close. I mean, I was wondering yesterday, I was going down to feed the horses, because I have to go feed the horses once a day. And I looked around and I thought, where are all these people going? I know they're all not going to work, because everything around you're looking is shut down. And I know there are people working, but there's not this many people working. Where are they going? Is it boredom? Are people getting stir crazy? They just need to go for a drive? You know, but I mean, why are we not listening and staying home like we should? I mean, how much more fear do we have to have installed in us before we get nervous? You know, I think all of us at the end of this may know someone who lost their life to this virus. Maybe right now it's not hitting close enough to home, but I'll tell you what, it's hitting close enough to home. Closer than you think. So what I'd like you to do is stay as healthy as you can. Call Stay Healthy, 877-2494. Tell them what you need. Ask your questions. They'll have everything ready. They'll get your credit card number. If they have to call you back for it, they will. And we'll have your order ready when you get there. You can email them at contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com, and they'll have your order ready for you. Don't forget, ask for the basic things. Don't forget about your basics, your multivitamin, your probiotics, your vitamin C's, your foundation nutrients to fill the cracks and crevices, and maybe some things for stress. This is a very, very stressful time, and stress will wear you down faster than anything you can and weaken your system. So if you're really anxious, maybe you're really having trouble with some major stress, talk to them about stress. Talk to them about, yesterday we talked about the power to sleep. Maybe you're not sleeping well. They've got the SomaRest. They've got the Rest Z's. They've got the power to sleep. They've also got the anxiety. They've got the AnxioCalm. Wonderful formulas to chill you down a little bit, to help you relax. And remember, when you go to stay healthy, thank these wonderful people that are there. Thank your people at the grocery stores. Thank your people that are working right now to keep us open and healthy and moving in a healthy direction. Because it's really important that we're courteous and kind and saying thank you, because we are appreciative. I mean, seriously, if all the grocery stores had closed 2 weeks ago, where would you be? And how hard is it to be appreciative and say thank you? It's not hard at all. Not hard. Very easy. Stay healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, so they've seen a lot over the years. And this will definitely be one for the books. And they're knowledgeable. And they're informed. And they have relevant information, and I think that's important. So make sure when you stop by there, call them at 877-2494. Go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. You can leave your email address for newsletters and future newsletters. Once you're on the list, you'll be on the list. Print some coupons to use for your next visit. All of my podcasts are available for you to listen and download, and all available at the Stay Healthy site, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And, of course, a good way to stay in touch with them, because they'll have information that's breaking, that's pertinent information at their webpage, and they'll also have it at their Facebook page. Give them a thumbs up. Stay in touch with them through their Facebook page. I know it's hard right now, because I think a lot of us are just so overwhelmed with all of this, and I think we're going to be, at least for the next couple weeks. Right now, it's so crucial to stay home. It's so crucial. Things are peaking. Things are really, really, the people that are staying home are saving lives by staying home. You know, I said yesterday, I have a 95-year-old friend that said, you know, she went through the war. Her husband went to war. She said when she was younger, they had them go to these factories and do riveting on airplanes and all this kind of stuff. Everybody was called to duty to do something during wartime. She said it's just so interesting right now that we're being called to sit at home and watch Netflix and sit on our couch. Yeah, we are. And that's okay. You know, so we need to step up to the plate and be part of the solution and not add to the problem, because we can really make a difference by not going anywhere and just by staying home. And you know what? Everybody says all the time, I got this to do and that to do, but I don't have enough time to do it. I've got this project and that project. Well, guess what? You got time. Do those projects. Work in the yard. Clean the house. Do spring cleaning. Downsize your closets. Fill up those bags. And then when we're done with this, take them and donate them to some families and people that really need those clothes. Air out your, take off your screens off your windows. Spray off your windows. And, you know, work in the yard. Do some things that you've wanted to do. Give the dog a bath. Do some things around the house to keep your mind busy. And stay away from sitting in front of the news, because it's just going to make you so negative. You're going to hate it. I hope that you all stay safe. I will talk to you all on Monday. Have a good weekend. Take care of yourself. Eat some healthy foods. Plenty of vegetables and fruits at the grocery store when you go. Stock up. And do something good for you and the people around you. I hope you learned a little bit about some of the antiviral herbs that are available. And just take care of yourselves. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.